Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble tradition and hadith, which has been narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about affliction. And in this tradition, the Imam alludes to the reward for enduring an affliction. Ajrul Masa'ib. Meaning, if somebody's, God forbid, is afflicted with a affliction, a problem, a calamity, God forbid, and he patiently endures what he is going through, and then God Almighty will reward him and give him a reward for what he is doing, his patience. In this tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, he said the following to a man who was experiencing intense grief at the loss of his son. May God forbid anybody go through this problem. But this person, his son passed away, and he was very sad at this, and he was unable to contain himself. The Imam said, "You are grieving at the minor affliction and are heedless of the major affliction." Meaning, you are grieving at something very small, a very small problem. But there's another big problem that you are unaware of. If you were aware of it, you would grieve about this major affliction. If only you had prepared yourself for the place that your son has passed away to, your grief would not be so intense. Meaning, the Imam is alluding to the hereafter, you know, and death and everything that will transpire at that time. The Imam says that, because you haven't prepared yourself for that day, you are grieving at this small problem. If you were and had prepared yourself and were thinking about the akhirat, the hereafter, you wouldn't grieve in such a manner. You would patiently bear, you know, this problem, and you wouldn't be so intensely sad about it. In continuation, the Imam says, "For your affliction at having neglected preparation for it," meaning the hereafter, "is much greater than the loss of your son." Your son has passed away, it's true. His spirit has gone to God, and he is in a peaceful and in a very happy state, right? But by grieving in such a manner and not being patient, right, you are harming your akhirat, your hereafter, and what will befall you in after death. In a similar manner, in another tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following. The Imam was once asked what the worst affliction was, to which he replied, "To be afflicted with a blow to one's faith," meaning to having having one's iman decrease. It's very interesting. In the night in which the Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina, the Prophet, Laylatul Mabit, as they call it in Arabic, the Prophet came to, you know, the story is that the Prophet came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and asked him to sleep in his bed, because there was a plan to kill the Prophet on this night. The plan was that the Prophet would be killed. The Prophet said, the Prophet made a plan that for Imam Ali to sleep in his bed, and he would secretly escape. The Imam alayhi salam was asked by the Prophet, he simply said, "If sleeping in this bed will save you, I will surely do it." The Imam was thinking about his faith and not about his life. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the worst of afflictions and the reward for enduring an affliction in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Aqa for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.